Good morning, Lansing. It's Saturday, and the pet experts are in the building. And it's time for the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Now, your hosts, Lee Cohen and Rick Preuss.
Good morning, pet keepers, and welcome to this week's Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. I'm your host, Lee Cohen, here with my co-host, the pet expert himself, Rick Preuss. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey, it's so nice to see you again this bright morning. Rick, we're going to have a really fascinating show today. We are going to help out all of those wonderful parents that are in the area, because I think it's Holt that is the last school system that gets out in this area. But now, finally, even the kids in Holt are done with school for the year. So there's going to be lots of kids with lots of free time, and they're going to need things to do this summer.
Yeah, and you know, what better way than just simply focusing on what's most important, at least to you and I, and what should be important to just about every parent out there, and that's what goes on in nature. You know, you can't, there's only so much you can learn around the cement walls of a school, you know, and the playground. Well, but what about outside of that?
Well, you're right about that. Plus, I hate to say it, I'm going to show my age, but I am so frustrated seeing the dependence that now that young people have with these phones. I dare you to show me a kid who doesn't have a phone in his hand, and between that screen, the laptop screen, the iPad screen, and the TV screen.
PlayStation.
Yeah, that's just where everyone seems to spend their time and get their knowledge. And I guess I'm lamenting for the old times when my mother used to kick me out of the house and say, go outside and play and do something, and you got to experience nature.
Yeah. And now, when you were growing up, did you experience much nature, or were you in an urban setting when you were kicked outdoors?
Well, I was in an urban setting, but I lived about 9 houses away from the community park. Okay. And it was a very, very big park where there were woods, and you could go for a walk and play tag or hide and seek in the woods. And there were toys, there were sports things to do, there was a library there, so there was a lot of different things to do. But I just really regret that, you know, there's a lot of time where kids need to get an education and learn about being outdoors directly, as opposed to in a book or on a screen.
Yeah. You know, when you pick up a rock and you turn it over and you look at the animals that are underneath, you know, it's nice to know that you actually know what those animals are. You know, a little bit of learning goes a long way. And there's so many kids that might not even understand what's under that rock, let alone what's out in the woods, what's around the corner, or out into the Appalachian Hills. You know, that's where I kind of grew up. You know, there's so much unknown out there. And literally, you know, what do they say? You know, you can only, you know, protect what you love, you know, and you can only love what you understand, you right. know. So if kids don't understand the concept and the complex, you know, beauty of nature, you know, where's our protection for our resources going to be? You know, they need to be there. They need to get their fingers dirty. They need to understand what it's all about. They need to see those exotic animals, as well as those animals that are just common to you and I that we know about out in nature, like a deer. There's kids that haven't even seen a deer, right. or at least one up close.
Yeah, no, there's no question. And frankly, we're so blessed in this area. We've got access to a lot of nature. And that's kind of where we're going to go today, because we're going to talk about 3 different venues where parents can take their kids. And the furthest one is maybe 45 minutes away. So they're all very close. Right. So when gas prices have you bummed out that you might not be able to go up north or something like that, well, guess what? Now you don't have to go very far away to really experience great nature.
And there's nothing that will get kids' attention better than a good old monkey face.
Oh,
you know what I mean? They're just fascinated.
Absolutely. So today we're going to have the conversation. First in, we're going to talk with the folks from Fenner Nature Center. And I just can't encourage all of you to find out more information about this natural beauty, because it's right here in Lansing. And the website for Fenner is My Nature thecarecenter.org, and that's a great place to go. And we're going to have a great conversation with Katie, who I guess you knew for a while.
Yeah, she was a fantastic employee. She worked at, back in the reptile room when we had the reptile room kind of disattached a little bit, you know, down an aisleway. And that was back in when we were in Hazlitt. And she was a marvelous, marvelous personality. It was just, at the time, it was kind of sore to see her leave. But it's at the same time, we've journeyed with her as she's left our store and gone. She's working at a nature center out in Owosso area. And she's done a lot of world traveling since then and now settled right down here in Lansing, right here in your local neighborhood.
Right. And then
great character.
Oh, I'm sure. And then we're going to have a conversation about a couple of zoos. We've got your good friend Dennis Laidler from Potter Park Zoo who's going to come in and tell us what's going on there. And then we also have Carmen Lovett who's going to be in from Binder Park Zoo in Battle Creek that I didn't even know exist. So it's going to be a great day with interesting conversation right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320 WILS.com. Would not believe your eyes.